Ever heard Sweet Potato Cove or anything?
Jam.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this thing that you peel it and cut it, probably make your eyes water.
Oh, an onion?
Yeah. Do you have a variety with the long stalk to it?
That's the kind we have.
And you just call them onions?
Onions, uh-huh.
So ever heard people call those things green onions?
Green onions, uh-huh. You use the green onion itself to for the gumbos and stuff.
Or this thing that I don't think you mentioned, it's usually green, kind of slender about that long. You might boil it, just kind of slimy.
Oh, okra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or what about some leafy vegetables?
Lettuces and cabbage. And some, the turnip greens in those times.
If you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce for you, uh-huh. You'd probably tell me to go get
a head of lettuce.
You ever heard that term used any other way?
A head of cabbage. Uh-huh.
Or say, talking about a man who had two boys and three girls, you'd say he had...
Two boys and three girls?
Okay. You ever heard of a man refer to his children as having so many head of children?
Yeah, but it's not used that much anymore.
Okay. Or say a man who had seven boys and seven girls, talking about the number, you'd say he had a whole...
He had a pile of doorsteps. Yeah. Doorsteps, they call them.
Doorsteps.
Got a lot of doorsteps, uh-huh.
Do people around, you ever heard people around here use the word passel? You just got a whole passel of children.
Most of the expression used when you got a lot of kids around here is a lot of doorsteps.
A lot of doorsteps.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about corn, that outside cover or near corn, you call that?
On the husk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And on the stalk, the thing that grows right out the top of the stalk.
That's the top and stalk?
Yeah. I think it's used in pollination and all that.
I don't know what they...
Well, what about the stringy stuff on the ear?
That's the silk.
Yeah. Would that be the tassel or tassel?
It'd have to be the tassel. Okay.
Say if you had an ear of corn. Corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob. Have you ever heard that called anything?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Would people around here refer to it as roasting ear?
Yeah.
Okay. Big orange thing that you see around Halloween.
A pumpkin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they grow?
Mm-hmm. Not real plentiful.
What about different types of melons?
Watermelon.
A few cantaloupes,
but this is good land for watermelon only. Grand Bay's noted for their watermelon.
Is a cantaloupe the same thing as a muskmelon?
No, I don't think so. Muskmelons, when they come into the stores down here, they look to me like a cross between a watermelon and a cantaloupe, but a cantaloupe's to me, I mean, they don't have the same taste.
Mm-hmm. Or you mentioned strawberries a minute ago. Are there other kinds of berries that grow in this area?
Yeah, there's blackberries, and you have huckleberries, and you have dewberries.
What about these things? You probably have seen them growing wild, maybe in your yard or out in the woods. They look like a little umbrella opened, a slender stalk around at the top.
You're talking about the mushroom type things? Yeah.
Have you heard of something like that, but it's not...
They call them a toadstool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you would say that kind is...
Is a toadstool.
Not
we don't have good eating mushrooms down here anyway. I wouldn't know one if I saw one.